Welcome back to the Liberated Lover podcast, the place where we venture into the vibrant intersections of alternative relationships and personal freedoms. I'm your host, Pierre Leo, and in today's episode, we're taking an intriguing detour into the realm where the kink and swinger communities converge, exploring how these distinct worlds often intertwine and complement one another. I'm joined by a very special guest, Magenta, a friend and fellow explorer in the lifestyle, who will share her insights and experiences at this fascinating crossroad. Together, we'll debunk some myths, shed light on common misconceptions, and celebrate the diversity that makes the fabric of our communities so rich and unique. Whether you're firmly rooted in one community, a curious outsider, or navigating the spaces in between, this episode promises to enlighten, entertain, and inspire. Before we dive into the heart of the discussion, I'd like to acknowledge that this episode was recorded roughly a year ago during the early days of this podcast. You might notice that my audio quality wasn't quite up to the standard it is today. We've made some significant improvements since then, but I believe the content and the conversation with Magenta are too valuable to leave in the archives. I ask for your understanding and hope that you find the insights offered in this episode as enriching and engaging as we do. Without further ado, here is episode 4. Welcome back to my lifestyle podcast, right? This is a second episode, and these episodes, we dive deep into the lifestyle. We dive deep into swinger, kink lifestyle, sexuality, all of that good stuff. I have a guest with me today. I have Magenta.
Hello.
Hey, Magenta. How are you?
I'm doing great sitting next to you. How are you?
You make me feel special. I feel good. I feel good. Definitely. And Magenta, we just had like a really, really fun photo shoot. And I told everyone on my last episode that I kind of have a pop-up setup. So I may do a podcast episode at a party, at a photo shoot. So if you hear some, if you're listening to this podcast and you hear a little bit going on in the background, that's natural. That's a thing from my podcast.
We're just having some fun.
Exactly. Or they're having fun without us at the moment. Magenta, if you can do me a huge favor, I kind of gave a small introduction, right? I just told people your name, but if you can go a little bit deeper, maybe give anyone listening a little info about your background, what your specialty is in the lifestyle, something like that.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, my name is Magenta. I go by Magenta. That's my play name. It was given to me by a very wonderful sadist who has passed. Rest in peace.
Sorry.
That's okay. So I go by Magenta because of the color of my bruises, and that was the nickname given to me. I have been in and out of the lifestyle about 3-4 years. I had a great awakening in Eastern Europe that really opened my eyes to BDSM and kink. Also, supporting sex work in Eastern Europe was a very huge eye-opening experience for me when it came to exploring my kinks and fetishes. I'm newer into the swinging lifestyle. I don't currently have a partner that I swing with. Okay. I just go to events and love to meet the people. And there's a lot of crossover I've noticed within the communities, which is really cool. And I just love that people are supportive of learning about each other and their sexuality and not being afraid to share that with each other.
Definitely, definitely. Now, this is slightly off topic. In my last episode, I had London on, and we had a really insightful conversation about asking for permission and things like that. So I'm mentioning that because I want to ask for permission to put my hand right there.
Absolutely, you may.
Okay, I'm just...
some very, very soft skin there. All right. So moving on from there. So you mentioned that you don't have a partner to swing with.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have a partner.
I do. I have a vanilla partner of 9 years. Okay, that okay. We have opened our relationship over the past 4 years.
Interesting.
He actively has chosen not to involve himself, and he is learning more about his own sexuality and maybe learning that he may be part of the asexual spectrum. We're still learning. He's still questioning himself, and we're still growing together and figuring that out. In fact, me expressing certain fetishes and his wish not to be involved helped open that up for us, actually.
Interesting. Like that's I think that's a really, really beautiful and insightful thing. Very intuitive thing to be able to have different desires,
mm-hmm.
I guess, different interests as far as like in the bedroom goes, and be comfortable with letting, you know, with you both exploring them on your own with him.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's a wonderful thing to have instead of trying to covet you and keep you from exploring what you're into.
It took a lot of us having conversations about monogamy and ownership and the feelings of jealousy. We're still working through that. I mean, not every day is going to be easy, you know, but I am very grateful that I have a partner who allows me to express myself, and I do the same for him. Him questioning his own sexuality is really tough to go through. And me having my own fetishes and kinks that I need to explore is kind of difficult for me too at times. So it's really wonderful to have us support each other at the end of the day.
Yeah, that support is super, super important. Not to dive too deep into it, my girlfriend was married before we got together, mm-hmm. and her ex-husband wasn't supportive of her exploring her sexuality and her desires. And that really sucks.
It's scary. It's scary as a partner to learn that. I mean, it could be world ending at the time, but really, honestly, communication is a big key. You need to let people know that what you're seeking for isn't a replacement.
Now, with this podcast, I mean, we're diving in this podcast. We're diving probably, I think, because I'm a part of the community, the swinger community.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the episodes will be us diving deeper into the swinger lifestyle versus the fetish lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's how I met you, through the swinger lifestyle. But the fetish lifestyle, just like you mentioned earlier, they kind of cross over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, just for those newcomers who are listening to this, you know, I've already touched on what the swinger lifestyle is about. Can you touch on maybe a quick overview, a broad stroke of what's the fetish lifestyle? Like, what would it entail? Or what does it entail for you? Whichever is the easiest for you.
Like, I guess the easiest way to start off is to, like, just kind of define a fetish. So a fetish is a specific feeling or action that gives you a sense of gratification. And it doesn't necessarily include sexual organs. And it doesn't necessarily include sexual release. But it is really about the form of gratification.
So wait. Okay. So I've had a misconception about fetishes then. So are you saying that I love drawing, right? Can I have a drawing fetish?
I mean, arguably, you could include that in your sexuality. Absolutely. Like, if you are more of a voyeur, you can include your love of drawing when it comes to maybe having a subject you can draw. Also, using things in unordinary ways may be a good fetish for you. So maybe you're into sharpening colored pencils, you know? So maybe that's a form of gratification for you. And before you get it on with your partner that night, you got to sharpen a couple of those pencils just to get, you know, a little rush going. For example, Like, I definitely have a fetish when it comes to water sports. And I definitely have a fetish when it comes to fluid in general. In order for me to get sexual gratification, not necessarily involving even having sex, is those types of play. I can have those types of play and not have sex and feel completely gratified and even happier than if I did have sex.
Very interesting. I have to circle back because when you were mentioning sharpening color pencils, my high school brain was just thinking of the quote, just a tip. I know, and just had to put that out there. I'm sure someone else listening might have thought that. And if they didn't, I hope they got a chuckle from that. But
I mean, a fetish could also be like you're into high heels. So you get a gratification when you see or if you wear high heels, you know, like I think people don't understand that fetishes are very commonplace. Like, let's imagine for a moment we have like mini skirts. We have leather. We have bondage. We have water sports. We have like a whole world. I know a guy who fucks rubber balloons and he gets off on it. And I follow him on FetLife and he has one of the most amazing profiles. And it's just him with a room full of balloons.
That's amazing.
And getting sexual gratification from that.
I feel like there was an episode of Bob's Burgers where there was a guy in there that I love cartoons, by the way. Mm-hmm. Maybe cartoons are my fetish. But there was a guy in there that got off of with balloons. I'm going to have to go back and watch that episode again. Someone listening to this, please let me know if I'm remembering this incorrectly. But I think there's an episode of Bob's Burgers that a guy in there got off of balloons. Okay, so now that we have a little bit of more of an understanding about what a fetish is, how about the topic of today? So this is probably the title of this podcast.
Sure.
What are some misconceptions about fetishes?
Okay,
I know. I think you touched on a few of them too, how they can be really anything, because I just learned something new myself. But you got any other misconceptions that you can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people would assume that certain fetishes involve danger, must mean that somebody is psychologically damaged or broken. So people who get into the more riskier play, such as knife play, consensual non-consent, and these forms of kinks also come with very specific fetishes that can, if you don't do it correctly and if you don't know the right people to trust and you don't learn about the body, it can put you in a dangerous position.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who don't necessarily understand the BDSM lifestyle or having fetishes and kinks, they think that, you know, you must achieve this to get off every single time, or you must be psychologically broken and you can't enjoy regular vanilla sex. I think that's a large misconception that I see very often. Another misconception, okay, it's not a misconception, something that pissed me off. So like, for example, another not necessarily a misconception, but it goes hand in hand, is stigma and shame. So for example, when that scandal released about Donald Trump and the Russian hookers and water sports, there was all these jokes on late night TV. There were all these jokes on South Park, you know, everyone's building up and making fun of this fetish and making fun of this, you know, because to a lot of people, that seems out of place and not okay.
Right.
And with stigma and shame, it can also be a form of sexual gratification as well.
Okay. Yep.
So it's an interesting, fun world. I can say that in my fetish journey, I have learned more and more about the obsession that takes hold for me and how that actually creates a lot more energy in my sexual lifestyle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting you mentioned the story, or you mentioned about like knife play and stuff. I remember a woman, share a little quick story. This woman I was dating, and it was an interesting one because her and I were together I think like a few years before we had sex, like we were together, we were dating, never had sex. And we lost contact for maybe about 5 or 6 years. Then we got back in contact and we were like, oh shit, we never fucked. We gotta fuck. So that was like first thing on our list. So as soon as we started talking again, didn't go out on a date. We had to fuck. Now, the interesting thing about this, so as we were having sex, I'm on top of her, legs up, and she goes, you have a gun, right? I was like, yes. She was like, I want you to put it in my mouth. Are you fucking me? Mm-hmm. And for me, that wasn't a turn on for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, thank you.
Right.
But it was interesting you mentioned, because that for me in that moment, and this was actually years ago. So this was before I became more acquainted with the swinger lifestyle and then also learning a bit about the fetish lifestyle. So in that moment back then, I'm like, what's wrong with this girl?
Right.
But now.
Right. Yeah.
I understand and I have a few years later, I understand and have a higher respect for her that I didn't and I should have had in that moment.
Yeah. I think that it's very good for you to notice that now, because it probably took a lot out of her to even ask that in that moment. And, you know, that's totally okay that you're not into that. I think all of us as adults need to have consensual, healthy play. And the fact that you could say no and have the fact that you could express that you wanted that to happen and that it won't happen is such a healthy part of the lifestyle that I really enjoy. That I don't think vanilla people, not to judge vanilla people or say people are vanilla, but people who are not as into the lifestyle could really gain a lot from asking questions and communicating openly about several different things that in the fetish world and in the swinger world, it's just part of the conversation from the get-go.
Yes, yes. Wow, I appreciate that. This is a really interesting conversation. Like, I really would love to have you back on in the future.
Absolutely.
When I have, like, some more questions, some more things I want to talk about. Because, again, you know, I'm primarily in a swinger lifestyle, so you've taught me some stuff. So I'm sure my listeners, you've taught them some things, too.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Now, before we wrap up, I do want to ask, I always ask, do you have any advice for newcomers? So we're thinking about the fetish community. What kind of advice do you have for someone that's new or even just interested in the fetish lifestyle?
Okay, I have a controversial opinion and I have a non-controversial opinion. Let me start with the non-controversial. I think, honestly, look into your life and what sensations you enjoy. Your body has the capability of 5 senses, and you may realize your fetishes are connected to those. You also may look into your childhood or look into your adulthood and notice some certain trends that maybe you haven't noticed before. So I know, for example, a lot of people who are into the leather community, a lot of those folks, who are also queer, a lot of that could stem from either physical abuse or it could stem from the feeling and sensation of being bound and the feeling and sensation of being restricted. Maybe healthy and guarding and loving and wonderful. So I would say look into your curiosities and kind of shine a light into what you may enjoy. How I figured out I was into water sports was I got a little bit drunk at Pride and I saw a girl peeing on the sidewalk and I was like, please put that in my mouth. And I like almost slapped myself as soon as I said that in my head. I was like, how could I? But, you know, as more and more time went on, I realized I wasn't the only one alone. And that there are many people out there who have very specific activities and objects that they enjoy. Controversial opinion. Okay. I would say if you know what you like and you know that you need to achieve it and you have no one in your life who can achieve that for you, I heavily recommend looking into a form of sex work. and a form of physical therapy, or looking into a relationship with somebody who is well educated on these specific fetishes. Luckily, now we have the internet, so finding those people is a lot easier. I would vet them by asking how many years have they have studied this specific fetish or kink. What are their limits? What are they okay with? What are they not okay with? How do they feel about your specific fetish, and how can they make that a reality for you? I think that sex work is an important facet of sexuality that we need to continue to support. These people have been healing. These people have mitigated a lot of violence in their lives just to try to make a living. And the folks that are professional and know about what you're into, they will make sure to rock your fucking world. Like, that's the thing is, yeah, that's my last piece of advice. I went to Eastern Europe. I had a couple guys beat me up and I paid them, and it was one of the best experiences ever, and didn't even have sex.
That's some amazing advice. I like that a lot. That's awesome. I like both pieces of advice, actually.
It's very controversial because sex work is obviously illegal, and a lot of forms of sex work are being constantly targeted. And I think that with the fetish community, there are many sex workers out there who are willing to make their career moves to fit what your fantasies follow.
Definitely. That's right. Now, all right, we're going to wrap up. And Magenta, I really, really appreciate you coming on. And I hope we could continue to communicate, and I hope you can come back again soon and help this podcast grow a little more.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to come in. I'll give you an update. I'll let you know what I've been up to.
Definitely. Because I do want it to be, and it's not the fetish community isn't really my expertise. So I would like this podcast to kind of spread to different communities. And I think you would be able to help me with that a lot.
Yeah, I would love to talk more about the healing impact of kink, fetish, and BDSM too. So I would love to be on to talk about that sometime.
I think we got our next episode. That's a title right there.
All right.
All right. And then wrapping up, is there anything else you want to share? Anything else you want to say?
I hope you all have a lovely day.
Yes. Make sure you check back. Next episode coming up soon. We're going to dive more into the swinger lifestyle, answer some questions, give you some education, give you some stories.
I can't wait to learn more, by the way, about the swinger lifestyle.
Oh, well, let me hit the stop button right now so I can teach you.
All right.